Hello.
Hello, this is Arlene from eBay, and this is a request that called up for this user ID James from space.
That's correct, yes. Yes, that's right.
Okay. Great, and may I have your name, please?
It's Henry J. Wormsley.
Thank you so much. And Henry, kindly verify also the phone number, the one that's registered in this account, for this account.
The one that's registered in that account is probably...
It's a different one, and it's a mobile number as well. Can you try another one?
It may be O-double...
Okay, yes indeed. Do you still have access on this number, Henry?
The number that you need to call if necessary is the one that I'm calling on now. But
okay,
I do have access to that number if you need to check it out, yes.
It's okay then. There you go then. And just to remind you, Henry, this may be a recorded call for quality and training purposes. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Great. How can I help?
My last sale here was on the 27th of July. Would you agree?
Okay, I'm still just taking down notes. I'm trying to replicate your account yet. And then, okay, so 27th of July, that was your last sale.
Right.
Right? So what happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing's happened. I was just wanting you to confirm that. Now, on the 16th of September, I put this account into closure, i.e. term pending, during phone call, and I received an email from eBay saying that indeed this account would be closed, and that it would be closed within 30 days unless I'd made a sale in the previous 30 days. Now, I hadn't made a sale in the previous 30 days, as you've just agreed. So the question now is, why is this account still in existence? Because it's been more than 32 days, hasn't it?
Term pending as well. Okay. September. Let's see, August. Slide. Account closure. September 16th. Call button. October 6th. Okay. In progress. I'm sorry, okay, I'm just reviewing the details further and account closure. September 6th. I'll just put your call on hold for a minute or two, Henry.
Okay.
Let me just check further what's really is going on.
Righto.
So just please bear with me. Thank you. Hold on. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for staying on the line. Okay, and just for further verification, when you requested for account closure, how was it processed? Did you call us for this account closure request, or did you click it on your account?
Oh,
what happened?
I believe I tried every method possible, but a telephone call was involved. Yes.
Oh, see. Okay. Because here's the thing, actually, when it comes to our process for account closure, there are some options, okay, that must be selected along the process, and it depends on these options. Although I'm not really familiar with these options, to tell you honestly, it could vary. It would vary the time frame for account closure. It may take 60 days, 30 days,
no.
90 days.
Incorrect. I've got an email, listen to me now. I've got an email from the 16th of September saying that my account will be closed in 30 days' time unless I've made a sale or unless my account is on hold, restricted, or suspended. Now you need to tell me why that account is not now closed. Don't give me any nonsense about selecting different options or 90 days. There's no 90 days involved in any of your emails or messages. Tell me why it's not closed now.
I'm trying to check on that. So I checked with the tools, okay? That was the answer that I was able to verify. But again, another verification question.
Nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. You're actually actively lying to me.
I am not, Henry.
Yes, you are.
I am verifying this.
Have you read the email that was sent to me by email? Well, you go and read it now.
I cannot reply that one. I cannot replicate that one.
Yes, you can. It's in my messages. You can see all of my messages.
Since you submitted this request, did you attempt to open the account?
No.
I'm sorry if I'm just being silent here. I'm trying to replicate the message. Bear with me. Up to 30 days from this notice. Okay, quite strange. Account closure. Well, for this one then, okay, Henry, since my tools are quite limited for this one, let me connect your call instead to our account specialist.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll just put the documentation, okay?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Stand the line, Henry. I'm now connecting the call.
Very good.
Thank you. There you go. Yep, Henry.
Hello.
Yeah? I'm now endorsing your call to our account specialist, Kiefer.
Very good.
He will further assist you with this one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hi Henry, my name is Kiefer, I'm in the accounts team. My colleague was saying that you're looking to basically chase up an account closure request.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, no problem. So from what I can see here, there was a message sent out to you on the 16th of September.
That's right.
Your request to close your account. And in the message it says there you have up to 30 days to cancel it because the process to close your account may take up to 30 days from the 16th. So obviously 30 days from that would be 2 days ago. But from what you can see, your account is still open.
It is.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, it does say in the account that unless you sold an item in the last 30 days, in that case, then it sometimes can take up to 60 days.
Indeed.
I believe you haven't sold any in the last 30 days from...
No, indeed. The last item was on the 27th of July, so there was more than 30 days between then and the 16th of September.
Perfect. No purchased items or anything like that either, no?
No.
Okay. Let me do a bit of investigation on my side here then. Initially, without looking at the account should be closed, from what I gather from yourself and what I gather looking at that message.
I agree.
So do you mind just bearing with me 2 seconds while I have a little deep dive into it?
Okay.
Perfect. Bear with me, Jen, or Henry, sir. Two more minutes there, Henry. Just waiting for one more report to come back to me, okay?
That's fine.
Thank you.
This is taking a long time.
Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hi, Henry. Thanks for bearing with me there. Sorry about the little bit of a hole, but a little bit of good news for you. We think we may have found what the issue was on the account. The account, it was due to close 2 days ago. It looks like it just got stuck in the actual closing part of it, so we're moving off the details. So what I'm going to do for you, Henry, is I'm going to send a ticket off for you to our technical team to get this account fully closed down for you over the weekend, okay?
What a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, it would be the best thing to do. Sometimes, very rarely, this does happen, Henry, where the account does go through the closure but gets stuck at either, like, removing off, like, the email or your name. I guarantee it's something silly, like your phone number or your address or something like that. But what we'll do is I'll send off this technical ticket and get them to push it on through for us, okay?
Something to do with my phone number or my address? How could that stop an account being closed?
So the way our account closures work is we remove all details of yourself on the account. So name, address, email, phone number. So no details are kept or anything like that. And sometimes it may cause the system not be able to, say, push past a certain part, should I say. So we sometimes just need to send off a ticket just to fully remove off the account. And that's what I'll do here for you.
And what certain part of the system would that be?
I'm not 100% sure myself. It's usually got to do with the likes of the address or the email address. Sometimes with, depending on if there's any symbols in your address, like a hyphen or like an underscore. Some addresses like apartment blocks, but looking at your address here, from what I can see, there's none. Obviously then the email address would have the at symbol. Sometimes the system may struggle to remove that off. The amount of fights I've had with the technical team to see can we get this fixed, because obviously, look, your account should have closed 2 days ago. There's no disputing that. There's nothing on your account to keep it open past the 30 days, like a transaction, buying or selling or anything like that.
Right. So when can I expect to see this closed, realistically?
I would be hoping over the weekend.
Right, so I'll be calling back on Monday then.
Yeah, you know, my fingers crossed you don't have to call back.
Oh, I'll cross everything I've got.
No worries. Look, leave it with me. I'll get this sent off in the next 5 minutes, and our tech team should pick it up then and action it on the account.
Okay, thank you then.
Okay, sir.
Bye now.
Take care. Have a nice weekend.